Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian, well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership. Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in there? Get engaged in the political process.
Honest.
You, my friend, are part of the problem and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
The Monica Matthews
Monica
Show.
Matthew Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Happy Hump Day. How appropriately named, considering who was just chosen to be the vice president, running mate of Joe Biden. That's right. Happy Hump Day for Miss Kamala Harris. Can you believe it? I was actually taking live callers. Thank you all for helping me out with that today. I was taking live callers on my new channel, my new station. And I was going to play some of those for you today, but I'm having issues. So I wanted to get this out to you. I personally was very surprised. I had no idea. And I had just gone live and a caller called to let me know. I was actually coming on to talk to you about UGA and how they've lost their mind with regard to COVID and what they're telling your kids they need to do to stay safe from COVID-19 as it relates to their sexuality. I'll get to that in a second. Back to Kamala speaking of sexuality. So in the climb to the top or the bottom, however you want to look at it, but Joe Biden, his team, as a matter of fact, has chosen Kamala Harris. Some of you are not surprised at all. I was, because I really thought we would be looking at someone more like Susan Rice. But considering she knows where all the bodies were buried and likely helped bury them, I really thought she was the go-to choice. But Kamala, interestingly enough, as one of my callers pointed out, you know, she is someone who ardently accused Joe Biden of being just an abject racist because of his policies during his time in Congress and with Bill Clinton. With Obama. And interesting, though, kind of the pot calling the kettle black, no pun intended, considering her record with regard to keeping black folks incarcerated over and above, you know, the call of duty and leaving folks in prison. So it's going to be interesting to see how they navigate this, how the left spins it. As I told one of my callers, I think that the left side of the aisle discounts the younger generation a little bit too much in that they actually can see through the pandering of Black Lives Matter. Not every one of our kids in our voting base is part of Antifa, thank God, and nor are they, nor do they subscribe to using businesses and in our economy to make a social justice stand. So it'll be interesting to see how they spin this with Kamala. Again, breaking news for me, had no idea that she was even a serious contender. I mean, we knew it was going to be a, quote, woman of color. You might recall that Joe Biden had a very difficult time remembering that she is a senator and a woman of color, and he promised on the debate stage to actually be the person to nominate the first black female senator to the United States Congress and or Senate rather, and she had to remind him on live television that she was already there. So a little embarrassing. I'm not sure how you backstroke through this for them, but this is my call to you Trump supporters. This is not the time to rest on our laurels. This is not the time to take your foot off the gas. This is the time for us to remember that there is a country at stake, and the last thing on earth we need. If you think your cities are not safe now, all you need is a Kamala Harris at the helm. That is the last thing this country needs. You can say goodbye to your metropolitan areas. They will no longer exist. You talk about a white strawberry chocolate, you know, all thing, a Neapolitan flight, right? They talk about white flight, but you talk about an all around decent citizen, law abiding, tax paying citizen flight that will absolutely happen if Joe Biden were to win the presidency. And what a mess. I don't even know how you possibly explain that to the world. I mean, the world is watching us right now. Do we really understand that? I don't think we do. I don't think we understand the weight on some level of what this election is going to hold. And you got to know, just like one of my callers pointed out, the left is going to pull out every stop as it relates to cheating. Thousands of fake IDs confiscated at Chicago's O'Hare Airport just last night coming from China. I can tell you they are legitimate and they look legitimate. And they act legitimate. My daughter bought two for one while she was in college and got into every bar around campus. I'll tell you something, a little hologram, all of that, your raised seal, everything you need on an ID is there, including your picture. So that'll be interesting come voting time. Mail-in ballots as well. Just a complete poop show. So I'm encouraging you to not take your eyes off the prize. Do not take your foot off the gas. Please encourage people. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Another thing a caller made me aware of that I was not aware of was how many older people have no idea what's really going on because they watch CNN all day and they don't even know about the riot. Riots in Portland. They don't know about Baltimore because CNN is simply not reporting on these things accurately, if at all. So they're not aware that we really are at war in this country. So all they hear is anti-Trump rhetoric all day. I have family members who subscribe to the same channels and the same rhetoric and the same amount of fear. So they all believe that COVID is real, that they should be afraid. And, you know, as one of my callers so eloquently put it today, she's a believer. She's not afraid of a thing. And she called in from California. I have to say, I love, love, love hearing from you guys. I'm super pumped that it just took one tweet and my phone lines blew up. I had so many calls, we didn't know what to do with them. So I apologize. We didn't get to all of you, just working out the kinks, but we will be up and running. And I'm so glad that you're still there as my audience. I love you. You guys are the only reason I'm even on the air. And I love hearing your voice and hearing what you think and your feelings and your opinions and your ideas. I love it. It just keeps me going. So thank you. I'll be on live Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Look forward to taking your calls. Look forward to expanding my time on the air as well. So thank you again for your support. Turning to UGA very quickly, I smell my spaghetti cooking. UGA today sent out a letter via their UGA health department and health services, and it was alarming. One of my followers was like, what the heck? You have to address this. And so I'm going to. So the University of Georgia on University Health Center letterhead sends out COVID-19 considerations. Ready? Here they are. You are your safest sex partner. Practice solo sex or limit the number of sexual partners you have. Okay. Otherwise known as masturbation. Okay. Number two, wash your hands and objects with warm water for 20 seconds before and after sexual activity. Now, I'm going to leave objects up to your imagination, but wow. Okay. The virus has been found. This is number three. The virus has been found in the semen and feces of people with COVID-19. We do not know if COVID-19 can be spread through vaginal or anal sex. Now, stands to reason that if you found it, first of all, I want to know how you found it. I mean, did someone volunteer? I mean, did your COVID-19 test come with a girly magazine and, you know, a cup? I mean, come on. Did you send in, you know, a stool test kit with your COVID-19 test? I mean, what is going on, really? You know, if someone's on a ventilator, how exactly did you collect these specimens in order to test? Was this post-mortem, pre-mortem? I mean, what are we talking about? While they're still alive, you know, what's going on? So, and it can be spread through vaginal or anal sex. They're not sure. Right. Okay. This is to your college students. Okay. Number four, talk about COVID-19 risk factors before having sex.
Right, because that's exactly what you're going to do after your fifth, you know, vodka tonic or your 20th beer, is you're going to talk about the risk factors as a college hormonal college student. That's what you're going to do. Just as you would discuss consent, condoms, PrEP, and other safer sex options. For those of you who don't know what PrEP is, it's for homosexual sex between two men. Apparently, it is supposed to help stave off HIV. I do not know, but that's my limited knowledge of it. So you're supposed to talk about these things. Now, how many of you know that your children are not talking about, some of them are not even talking about consent because they're too drunk to do it. Condoms, PrEP, and other safe sex topics. I mean, these are college kids, right? Okay. Number five, consider wearing a face mask during sex. We kind of laughed about this a few weeks ago, but here we are again. We're revisiting the face mask during sex. Heavy breathing and panting can further spread the virus, and wearing a mask can reduce the risk. Okay. So one of my followers is like, leave it to the Bulldogs to literally either recommend doggy style or going to yourself. Yes. I mean, seriously, this is a new level of what the heck. I mean, I just, I had some of you reach out to me and say, I'm considering not sending my child to this school anymore. Well, just know this. They are certainly not the only university in the U.S. who is pumping this stuff out. I just can't take it. I have got to go tend to my spaghetti meatballs right now. But it is nuts. It is the world in which we live. I mean, there's so many dun-dun-dun jokes right here that I've got going. I mean, we, hold on. I've got all these cool little sound effects. Where do they go? What did I say? Okay, it's nuts. Hold on. I got the, is this it? Wait, is that it? That's it. Wait, here's the applause, the laughter. Ready? I'm a one-woman band. Okay, so anyway. Yeah, crazy times we live in. But I mean, hey, listen, you pay for your kids to go to these crazy indoctrination places. I mean, in the meantime, the city of Athens is taking down a Confederate monument because, you know, that's important in these times of self-sex, solo sex, masturbation, PrEP, condoms, face masks, heavy breathing, panting, sneezing, semen, anal sex. I mean, this is the world in which we live. Welcome. We knew it was going to get bad. We just didn't know how bad. So yes, parents, you do have decisions to make. Some of you are so pissed because you can't send your kids back to public indoctrination school. And I'm telling you, it's probably a godsend. And you need to quit complaining about it and figure out a way to save your children. You are smart enough. You are not dumb enough to ruin your children. You can quote me on that. You are just not dumb enough to ruin your children's ability to learn. That's going to set somebody free tonight. I don't know who, but it is. You are not dumb enough. They learn in spite of us. Don't ever forget that. And don't forget that I'll be back tomorrow. I love you. Thank you so much for calling me today. You just made my whole day. Look forward to getting back into this broadcasting saddle and engaging you guys. I love the fact that you called in from all over the country. That just makes my whole week. All right. Be good to your neighbor, beginning your own mirror. Remember, if you're an American, act like one.